We each have the opportunity to be ourselves at all times if we would only do it. There is one thing stronger than all the armies in the world, and that is an idea whose time has come. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with an instant inspiration. There is one thing stronger than all the armies in the world, and that is an idea whose time has come. These words from Victor Hugo are quite positive and quite dramatic when you look at it, really. Think about it. An idea whose time has come. When have you been most fluent, most outgoing with yourself? When have you been most free and most marvelous with your words, with your thoughts, with your ideas? When you are inspired, when you are talking on inspiration, when you are talking on something that has turned you on, that has made you quite interested in whatever the topic is, then you start waxing eloquent and you start speaking in wise words and wise ideas and wise concepts. And that's really quite interesting. You wonder why I wasn't prepared in that area. I wasn't thinking about that area. It's just that something sparked an interest in talking about that area. Someone said something, and I started talking about it and started thinking with the other person about it. And I came up with all sorts of wonderful concepts, wonderful ideas. And I thought to myself, I didn't know I knew all that. I didn't know that I was thinking all those thoughts, but we do. There's nothing stronger than the armies of the world, except an idea whose time has come. An idea whose time has come in our consciousness is something so powerful it just forces us to do it. It forces us to put it out. Now, we've looked at actors, we've looked at artists, we've looked at musical composers, we've looked at parents. We've looked at a lot of different people and compared what they were doing. We were looking at them and thinking, how are they responding to life? Now you look at the artist, and he's painting, and he gets an idea in his head. It's not a very important idea, it's just a simple landscape that he wants to portray. It has trees and flowers and birds and bees, and it has sunlight, and it has clouds in the sky, it has grass on the ground perhaps. And yet there's something inside of him that says, you have a story to tell here. You have a message to give. You have a thought to share of something quite wonderful. Now, perhaps you should do it. And so the inner self of him says, all right, I'll do it. And he goes into his painting room, wherever he paints, and he stands there before his canvas, and he thinks to himself, that is beautiful. That is really something very beautiful. It's a picture he has in his mind. It may not be the exact photograph of a place, but it is a place that he has in mind. But along with it, he wants to incorporate some ideas of the special sunlight that comes down on certain days. He wants to incorporate the special sky that has to be present for the sunlight to do that. He wants to incorporate the sunlight hitting the leaves on the trees, the bark, the grass, the ground, maybe the water in the brook or the lake or whatever may be in his painting. And he has this whole thing completely done in his mind. He sees it in his mind. It is a thing that has already been accomplished. It's an idea whose time has come. Now is the time to make it manifest. And you see, this is where we all are. We all have these wonderful ideas in our consciousness. We all have these wonderful dreams and imagination of things that we would like to experience. And all of us don't see it through to the end like an artist does, or a composer. You see, they all have a craft with which to bring forth their dreams, their ideas which have come to them and are ready to be expressed. But what do they do? Well, when the idea comes, they begin to paint, or they begin to compose their music, they begin to run the race, knowing that they can run the mile. They begin to go into their field and plant their crops, and their rows are perfect, and the harrows are beautifully done. The earth is turned in a very luscious way for the sun and the rain and the seeds to all interact and come forth as a beautiful crop. You see, the farmer too is a great painter. He's a great creator. He's a great manifester, revealer of a concept, of an idea. And he has an idea, and when that time has come for that idea, he goes about doing it. The painter stays perhaps a day or two or three in his studio painting. The composer says, out, 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 out. I don't want to see anybody for a couple of days now. I'll tell you when. And he sits down at the piano, and he prepares the notes for what music is going through his head. And that music says, I got to come out. I got to come out. Richard Bach, in writing about illusions, said the same thing. He said, after he had written Jonathan Livingston Seagull, which was quite a marvelous book, he thought he had nothing more to say. He thought he was complete. But a consciousness, an idea, whose time has come, grabbed him around the throat and said, I won't let you go until you write me down. And so he wrote down the book Illusions, which was another beautiful masterpiece. Different than Jonathan, but beautiful. And he wrote it down from cover to cover, just zippity-doo-dah, because it was in his consciousness. Now, we might ask the question, did he write that book? Did he think up those ideas? Did he create every one of those little nuances and all those little messianic ideas that were in the Messiah's handbook? Did he do all that? Well, did anyone do anything? The infinite in each of us wants to express as an idea whose time has come. It wants to express and come out of us as some glorious, wonderful expression of the magic of the universe in which we live. And are we willing, and that's the big part, are we willing to give ourselves over to the magic within us which wants to express? Are we willing to do that? What is our talent? Most people don't even know what their talent is. They have never had an inspiration to be anything. They do their day-to-day activities. They go to work. They come home. They raise the family. They go to PTA school board meetings, and they go to this and that, and they participate in the church, and they do all the standard brand things. But a person filled with magic is not in any way limited by the standard brand things. Not that the standard brand things are wrong. It's just that they are the standard. They're what everyone does when they have nothing else to do. But when a man or a woman has magic in their heart and soul, they go apart. They go to their typewriter, their computer, they go to their palette, they go to their musical instrument, whatever it may be. They go to their writing boards, they go to their inner self. And it might be in the midst of many others, but they go in their inner self and they compose this idea whose time has come and prepare it to present it to the world. Now, many people say they'd like to have this and do that and do the other thing. And I say to them, okay, sounds like a good idea. Now, how are you going to go about accomplishing that? Well, I'll think my thought and do it. Well, what is your thought? Well, my thought is that I'm going to have it. Well, it's not already present in your consciousness. You're not going to have it. Unless you can taste it in your consciousness, unless you can feel it, unless it is part of your very fiber of your being, you won't experience it because you don't really want it. You just are at dalliance with it. You are just thinking, well, how fascinating it would be. It would be nice to be a billionaire. Oh, sure. It would be nice to be Bill Gates. It would be nice to have that. It would not. You have no more interest in the man on the moon to do those things, because you are not putting the cause in motion to do those things. You're not putting the cause in motion to do those things. And you're just not putting the cause in motion to do those things. Well, come on now. What is the cause in motion to do those things? I'd like to be that. Well, the cause in motion is, I am that. I am that now. It is fulfilled in me now. It is a concept in my consciousness that I am now ready to reveal to my world about me. Oh, well, what is that that's ready to be revealed? What is that consciousness? That's a good point, isn't it? That's a good point. What is it that we want to reveal? What is it that's so important to us? We're going to go alone for a period of time and work on it. We hear about Jesus going 40 days and 40 nights into the desert without food, water, without anything, to meditate, to introspect, to listen to the divine in him, to get himself all jazzed up so he can do a good job of being a Messiah. Yeah. How many times have you or I gone 40 days and 40 nights without water and food and just meditated on the idea of what it is, who we are? What is our purpose in life? Are we painters? Then what painting are we going to paint? Did Michelangelo believe at any time he was going to paint noble things that would go down into the art history as the most beautiful things in the world? No, he never dreamed that. Did he dream that he'd ever paint a Sistine Chapel, or that he'd ever do a David, or that he'd ever do a Piazza, that he'd ever do any of these marvelous things, even the grand old Moses with horns? Did he ever think he'd do those things? Surely not. He did everything because it was a time, an idea whose time had come. And he did it individually. As each one came to his consciousness, he sat down and made it manifest. He brought it forth. He revealed it from within himself. And it was glorious indeed. Now, many others have attempted to do the same thing, but it's not that they don't have the skill, not that they don't have the imagination to accomplish it, but they didn't have the feeling that Mozart has and that Michelangelo had, which is, hey, it's done. It's done. Now, Michelangelo trained under many wonderful teachers to build the skill that he had. He trained under many stone cutters to learn how to do sculpture in stone. He learned how to make his own paints and perform the paint that is going to last through the centuries. He did all those things. Those are little piddling things that people don't want to do. They don't want to learn the foundation of these things. Well, then, when it came time to present his masterpiece to the world, which already was in his mind, he brought it forth because he prepared himself. He had prepared his consciousness that I can do it, no problem. And even when he was quitting for a period of time, he came right back to it. His skill, none the least, diminished. He was grand, good, unimaginable. Yes, can you and I find where we're going? Find what our calling is in life, what our dimension is? Do you think that Michelangelo considers himself an artist? No. He considered himself a man. He considered himself a man who worshipped a woman that he never could have. He considered himself a man who was fighting with the Pope all the time about little things like money and so forth. He considered all these things. But we see him at the height of his genius in the creation of these various wonderful objects of art. And he is a magic man. But he's a magic man not because he fought with the Pope, not because he was a lost love, not because any of those things. He is a magic man because he had an idea. And that idea was ready to be manifest. And he made it manifest. You and I can do that too. There's one thing stronger than all the armies of the world, and that is an idea whose time has come. Well, Many ideas have flitted through your consciousness and mine that we have not carried through, because it was not an idea whose time had come. Many more ideas will come too, until the day we settle down and we say, okay, I'm ready. And then we take any idea, doesn't matter what it is, any idea, and go and demonstrate it, and we will find that we are magic people, because we really are. An idea whose time has come. Great idea. I love you. I love you. I love you.